Okay, sure. RadioDR.co.za.
Join myself, Hala.
And me, T.
On the No Filter Show.
Where we voice and discuss what everybody is thinking.
But is too afraid to say. Topics that people want to engage in.
But are too afraid to bring up on public platforms. We go where it is unpopular to go.
We dive into real life.
With real experience or opinions.
No topic is off limits.
Exclusive to RadioDR.co.za.
And we're off. It's time to take off your filters. It is No Filter time. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's your boy, Uhala.
And joining is your girl, T. What's up, Hala, Hala, Hala?
Yeah, T, come banjo. I'm all right, man. This fuba siyashisa. Like, I got some things to get off my chest.
as always, uklezi unama opinions. But yeah, you know, without wasting any time, I think we should just dive right in.
Well, you know what? First things first. Without anybody sounding attacked or anything, but why is Ngawazi communicate saband? Like, nah, I really want us to focus on this today. Like, communication, you know? Like, Ngeng is an issue, the age demographics we're moving into, but you know, at these ages, like, communication is very ages. Vital. You know what I mean? Hey, she sees how old you are. But but you know, it's one of those things that we need to face as a reality. We are growing older. And in terms of any relationship you have, either family members, friends, or even like a romantic relationship, or even colleagues, communication is key.
True.
You know what I mean? And I feel as a band, we really fail to communicate effectively.
We really do. I can attest to that, for one. Throughout my life, I've always battled with communication. In Lini, I can't communicate with family. At times, I find it hard to communicate with friends. And let's not get started on relationships.
Like, that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of today, Yoguzi. What is this barrier that stands between us and the people that we care about and being able to communicate effectively? You know, because correct me if I'm wrong, like, these are people that you are comfortable with. These are people you're close to. These are your loved ones. To just communicate and speak your mind.
I don't know. At times, you just don't want to strip yourself down to the core. It could be for many reasons. Like, you fear being judged by the other person, because it doesn't necessarily mean Utumuntu cares about you, then they will understand everything more specifically from your point of view. Like,
yeah,
I've just always battled with that, because when it comes to my thinking and the way I view things, you know, at times it's very different from the norm. And mengabe leyo nto uzama ukuchazela omunye umuntu, one, I think ngale ndlela wena uzama ukuchaza ngayo. And secondly, it's like, it's different from the norm. Like, what are you? Are you alien? What are you? Which planet are you from? Because this is how we do things,
yeah,
as people.
Yeah.
Especially when you're trying to exert that energy into a relationship or even with family. Because I think families, they have a specific way of doing things.
Yeah.
Families that are controlling, that feel like their word is God, like maybe badala, and they give out an instruction and that is God. And then you come and you're trying to communicate other things, you're trying to communicate a different vibe, a different energy, then altogether it's a mix mash. So minanje, at times rather than communicate.
But why does lama barriers that you are talking about sound like self-made barriers? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to communicate because somebody is going to think I'm weird. So how does it then ensure or safeguard you from all the things that are missed when you don't communicate, because everything you just said has nothing to do with the other person. It has everything to do with you. So, like, are we creating these things ourselves? Like, Zitin, because you said you want to be judged. Kusho bagu tuzok judgment to begin with.
Yo, and last week we spoke about obsessive love disorder and, you know, those things related to our relationships and matters of the heart. When it comes to communication.
Honestly, for now.
But I'm working on it. That much I can say, because I think I'm coming to a point where I'm maturing and I feel I'm starting to make better decisions, and I'm trying really, really hard to get my point across.
So it's not true that girls mature faster than boys.
I don't know.
I think that's a myth, eh? Like,
I don't know.
I feel that's a myth.
No, like, when it comes to men, men are childish at heart. Like, men don't grow up. Their toys just get
I beg to differ.
Men don't grow up.
I beg to differ. Like, guys, there are girls out there and ladies out there, young women out there and women out there that are still stuck on stupid. Like, it is the unfiltered show after all. So I'm just going to be as blunt as I can, you know. They're still, no, honestly, though, they're still stuck on stupid.
No, communication, it doesn't mean now, ultimately, I was doing everything wrong. I think now you can attest to the fact that throughout your years growing up, there are things you are learning and unlearning. You're growing certain things and, you know, you becoming a better person. So I think it's just part of the growing up phase, guys. Like,
yeah, I think it's part of growing pains. You know, you grow into certain things, you grow out of certain things. But yeah, that's not the reality for all of us. You know what I mean? Like, I think at this point in life, this is the platform we have to discuss certain things. And I, Kulegan, guys, we've got you. We are going to figure out why we have these issues, you know, like communication, as you said. So you've said what you feel as though it's a thing for you where you do not want to be judged for the way you think, and you cannot communicate things effectively. So do you think this is an issue across the board? Like, a couple of people have the same issue? Like, what do you think?
I think it's spanning the word. Yeah, spanning just, yeah, cool. But in the same breath, I just want to say, in terms of family, it also depends and if family structure. And for me, growing up, I wasn't close to my siblings, for starters. And now that we're trying to rebuild our relationships, it's really difficult, especially when we communicate, because and, you know, it's very hard to reach common ground. So I think those are just some of the challenges. And
but how do we overcome these? Like, we get that there are challenges. Everybody has these challenges. We are here to figure out how do we overcome these challenges.
Yes, it's dangerous because it gets to a point where it's like, hey, yes, in gobas understandani to each his own. As ubone le kengele go kumbule kaya.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, I'm fine.
I'm good where I am. Grand.
Like, I will never forget that episode. Like, la mama, I stand. But I really think she just fails to communicate. Nom didn't like. And wafiga to a point where she was like, Yazin, let me just do my own thing, live my own life. Abenzin toyabo, and I'm not bothered about them. Nabo abangas loopy. But utolu siyazi intoyabo could be fixed in 5 minutes. If nje being a communicator, omunye nomunye
asizosifo bensaki. So how do you think these things like are detrimental in relationships? we've got to discuss these things.
Let's not even get started on that, because I was kind of hoping You'll not go down that path.
This is unfiltered. I leave no stone unturned. If I were Nina, that's another thing we must discuss at some point. How you catfish us with a filter. First and foremost, okay, ladies, I have nothing against makeup. Let me just make that clear. That's a disclaimer. But I know, shy false advertising. Like, makeup has started to become the devil's work. Like, okay, if I make up, on top of that, kill us with those Snapchat filters or even any filters. And then, your angles. Like, shit, like, you ladies know how to work your angles. Like, you know how to work your angles.
Lale, like,
Musad, we shag a false advertising though.
These apps are at our disposal. Lalel, muboni peka when you advertise the manje. Nalento sweets hang a stall. Is it the same? No, it's just to get you hungry.
You know what happens?
What happens?
My feeling is going to look suit. Not for the enjoyment. No, but that's the truth.
You're an ass like that.
No, but that's what happens with false advertising. Ukuthi, you made the perfect example. Ipeka, we advert like it looks juicy F and it just looks all sorts of good. It's not like it was advertised. What are you going to do? You've already ordered. You are hungry. You are here because you are hungry.
Like, and they have it all advertised and shit, and it's looking like juicy. They put it on like some cute ass chopping board.
Yeah, but the thing is, my point is, usudlela ukusutha. Angithi order ngobulambile and usudlela ukusutha, and that's that.
No, I like, let's bring it back home. Yeah, Nami, I have a serious issue with false advertising because you look at something from afar, from a billboard, and it's just so appealing to you, and you really think, oh, see, as in, this is really what I need. And then up close and personal, it's actually not.
Linda says that we tinder a bit last week where we said that the guys often hide who they really are in the beginning of the relationship. They promise you umhlaba, nine lokuthangela ibhanoi, whatever, and girls hide their crazy. So we had that discussion. So I think that leads to what we're discussing today.
Yeah.
Which is the inability to communicate effectively. Because now things will communicate kanjani. Now I to song shailing a false advertising, usung buleleng ama field, buleleng a makeup, and then you're in front of me and being ikfuna for all the wrong reasons because you pleased the eye. You spoke to what I wanted aesthetically. So pam wam manj. Osayona lindle ding ilindel.
And speaking of that, kona this post that's been trending on Facebook.
Yeah.
Inbox from a certain guy. And we are born even from the way he texts and the way he delivers himself. Like,
okay,
this is
okay, geez, please educate me. Ini babaz. No, I'm back. No, educate me. Ini babaz.
Can I first say what I'm saying and then after? I think you will understand.
So,
inbox, the way to Tizenila. Uthi ke yabo nje for the mere fact ukuthi umaddressa ngokuthi mamake ibabazi lelo, but let's continue.
Ini mamake, what are these? Okay, yeah.
Oh, mamake no babake. But we'll get on to that. Let me just finish reading this.
Yeah.
Ngiyakhumbula manje and I'm like, "Nah, ngikhohle ukukhombisa lento." So, ugay uthi mamake, ngiyacela phela sibonge sizikhiphe nje mangiholile singene honjozi sizitike masiqeda lapho sihambe emtateni siyobhukha isikebe esizosigibela siyojika nathi phakathi olwandle
washa
sishuthe ama selfie sibuye lapho sithenge amayababa
washa
amadonut nekuwi sizitike
wozansizwa yakithi
bese sihambe siyophumula lapho sigqoke izinto ezimeshayo.
Okay, so are these like what relationship goals? Like, is it, no, I'm trying to understand. It's okay. Lalel, ngiyamdinga lo bhuti empilweni yami. Okay, mamas.
I can't live without him.
So, okay, make me understand.
Yeah.
Not just Mina. Kona, somebody that's listening right now that has no idea what ibabazi is and what imamazi is. So make us understand. What are you talking about?
Okay, I'm not sure 100% of le definition le. Nami into engi kusha kushile abantu mebe kulum. But amababazi, mamabazi, mamazi, they speak to leo demographic. One based on indlela abakhuluma ngayo, indlela abaz-addressa ngayo, abagqoka ngayo, izinto abazithandayo.
Oh, honchos. No, I'm asking for real. Like, I'm so confused. Like, what are we talking about?
Like your typical mamazi and babazi date. Ungabathola bele honchosi, ungabathola bele lushwama, be mungele dragoni.
Guys,
let's do a workshop. Be mungelu ice cream.
Yeah.
That's what I've gathered. Uguti. That's your typical.
Are these baby mamas and baby daddies? Is that why umamas no babas? Like, what? What?
At times, but omunyu kai we are exugele unge nangan akbize nje gay mamas like ya bonge mama, you know, or mama to be type of thing.
Fuck.
Like
okay.
your typical babazi, hlambe you are meeting up for a date, uso yam phone, hlambe uthi anhlangane edropeni yawo bengatshelana ngi location.
Yeah.
Or it's a mall or whatever. And then uso yam phone la uyamtshela ukuthi I know ngila eMagenbin. That's okay. Puma lapho. Uze ePi City.
Lo ngquma wena.
Yazin, we laugh about these.
Oh, go man.
No, yes, let's do zenzeka. Abantu they actually telling these things from experience. Ukuthi ke thina sesizenza amahlaya, which is I think humor is good. Like it's satire. It's what in English they call satire, where we basically mock.
But it's a thing.
And ridicule ourselves as society.
You know what? Let me just go on a limb. Boom, mamas.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be spicy. Bo mamas, if Gondumuntu identifies as imamas and you're listening, what is the most romantic thing imamazi has done for you? And what has been your ideal date with umuntu who identifies as imamazi? If anything that Uti has said sounds familiar to you, like pop us a comment in the comment section, like let us know, or like just go to our social media pages and let us know, and like what's going on, you know what I mean?
Of course. This is reminding me of enye encounter ye mamas ne babas. It was posted angazume a man's house or Jane's house, but it's something like that. Okay, one other thing.
Oh, look, group under my metric. Oh no. Oh no.
Umalusini.
I know ngiyengizwa besho nje ngiyengizwa ma present
ekhuluma ngayo. Lalela bazokutshela ukuthi ngisho ngaba nawo lo matric kodwa ngingakushaya.
Hey bafo, I'm wearing pink pants right now. You probably could, eh? Probably could.
Sasaze kubheke phezulu.
Yeah.
Hey, ibabazi, yazi that was actually like a heartfelt story. Yazi ngangizwa ipain yakhe ubuti because he took out leli mamazi. I think they also met like via social media, lento yenu inboxana nanani.
Lento yenu. Okay, continue.
Hey, babazi.
Bro, like don't even come at me like that, eh?
So, ubuti uyachaza la ukuthi ibudget yakhe yayila ku 300. Yeah, but why say pelele nje lapho? So that includes transport, food, entertainment. 300.
Sure.
I afike ke drobheni vele bazohlangana workshop. Hlangana workshop ayalibona imamazi, hayi li right yilento nje I expectile vele from Facebook. Bangene ke lapha yabo lapha the Nando circle la nje kudlula khona abantu.
Sengizovuma nje, yes.
Amfake lapho e workshop what did I get workshop?
Hey, sang this cut.
Like how long ago?
Hey, the story's not about me. Continue. Huh?
No, because I was with Kolunandos in Pagati.
Yeah, okay, I get you. Yeah, yeah, cool. Continue.
Yeah. So bang in a lapo badly, and I think Emilia Bo combined came close to about 200 bucks. Yeah, bo, because he has now about my quarter chicken chips and roll, my ilanats. They don't cost as much. And I think then, Clampy Emilia is somewhere like 50 something rands. Yeah. So, baphumela pho imamazi imceli etime MTN 30 rand eli ayikhalela ibabazi la uthi hey beka ku budget hanga lokho but anyways I'm tagged.
Yeah.
Ayiphinde likhali imamazi uthi hey ngifunela u ice cream la. So they went all around ngale bathenga ice cream siya jumpa ke manje ku budget.
Hoy leke ngesiyibona ihlele workshop idlo ice cream.
So they walked down cuz I think kona i rank yasemlazi behind u game. Yeah, so maybe figure lapho ke avelathi imamazi phela lifuna ama snacks because I think kwakusekiwe endlini phela ubabazi wayesebhetshile la Nandosi
ethi washabafo
yabo. So livele lithi imamazi yena it's fine nginikeza imali ngizongena Shoprite mina ngithenge yabo. Aw kanti imamazi shuthi kuzongena lingabe lisabuya ayibo brothers kuyaphela like 15 minutes 30 minutes hayibo luthu sis. Azangene ngaphakathi estolo ayibo uthi yimi lo ngqubuzana labantu ngeyifuba ngibheka usisi ngize ngibuze ku security awumbonanga usiso kanjani nje ku security. No, there's like a, like thousands of people that walk in and out the store.
Wretch.
So yeah, basically that's how yeah he got played by Lily Mamas. So I think the part that got me what yes bafethu uthathe even le mali yokugcina yokugibela ngoba uthe hayi baby so thenga ngale yakho mina khona imali la kumina so gibela ngayo kuyimanje ngithayipha le nto ngiyawoka ngiyemlash.
But so, really be some stupid ass.
I think that's another thing though because I think a lot of people have been played like this via social media. Besendela abantu imali, gifts, whatever.
But that's stupid though. Like, why would you send money to somebody that you've never met?
Usukubheja.
Ubheja umuntu ungamazi. Like, that's another thing je we need to get into at some point. Lento yokubheja. Like, fellas, they aren't going to be shiman. Like, honestly. How are you buying somebody's affection? Mind you, a badger, you know what happens about badger? You're going to walk to Emlaz. Usudlale umuntu that you met on social media. Like, no, guys. Like, angizwa leyo. And then it goes back to all the issues we keep discussing. Abasazwa dissect ama relationships. Because it's a vital part of growing up. I'm sure we've been in various relationships that have, you know, failed and uzame and you fail and uzame and you fail. So we're not the only ones, you know. Even to everybody that's listening, these are things that we go through. And it's important to do introspection as to where did I lack. And why did a relationship not work? Did I communicate effectively in that relationship? Did I not? And in terms of the growing pains, would say I may not have been the best version of myself in that relationship, but it's highly possible that the other person was being the best version of themselves in that relationship, but that just did not speak to me. And these are things we need to be honest with ourselves about because umuntu can be a great human being, but it doesn't mean they're a great human being for you.
Of course. Preach on.
You know.
Preach on.
And
go deeper.
If you're in a position where your communication is not as effective as it should be, then you're going to ignore certain things. Like, for instance, there's a particular way you like being treated as a person. You know, I personally believe would you set the tone for how somebody is going to treat you. You know, I teach you how you should treat me. By how I conduct myself and what I like, what I don't like. But if you can't communicate effectively, you let things go. You know, the moment you feel as though you should communicate something that speaks to you as a person and how you like to be engaged, then you don't. And in essence, that becomes detrimental to the relationship as a whole, because now you're putting yourself in a position where the other person doesn't understand.
Of course.
That, okay, look, I'm crossing particular boundaries here that are uncomfortable for the other person, and you can't meet halfway without there being effective communication. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Of course, of course. And I love the fact that you touched on the issue. Yokuthi, communication is both ways, good and bad. You must communicate the things that you like and the things that you don't like. I've often witnessed people communicate the things they don't like. It's like they're waiting for you to do something wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
They just, you know, waiting on that.
Yeah.
But you can literally communicate the things that you like, because we put so much strain and pressure on other people. This is what you like on a Sunday morning. You like going out on a coffee date. You like doing that. Hello. If you don't communicate, because they might take you out to that place and it doesn't speak to you. So now, altogether, that's a fail.
So we mix mashing, manje.
Yeah, like if we talk, I know the things that you like. So if I decide to take you to a place that I definitely know that you like, because we often communicate about these things, then that's great. But when we haven't communicated, and now you haven't told me the things that you like, and vice versa,
Don't get me wrong, guys. Like, there's nothing wrong with ihonchos. Like, if that's your thing and that's what you enjoy and that's what wena nomuntu wako enjoy, then by all means, go for it. You know, like, don't let society and social media determine our standards of relationships and what is a higher standard and what isn't. You know, just live your truth. If you like something, then that's what you like. Because then do you show, yeah, fine. Like, if mina gitsi ihonjoza ngiyithanda.
Yeah.
Bese ngiyitholela utheni amamamazi. Bese ngiyitholela imamazi that really likes going to ihonjoza and she likes ukudla kwakhona. And I keep taking her to, like, a Beverly Hills, or I take her to an Olive and Oil. You feel out of place. Like, I enjoy kuba lapho, but now she has to pretend to be something she's not, just to suit your standards. You know what I mean? And already lapho seni mismatched, because uhleli uyambora, she'd much rather be a honchozi picking away on a freaking Dyson lap. Okay. She'd much rather be a hojo's picking away on chicken and quoting me no gumnand ni hip, you know? And now, these are things I could save you as the guy, like, from all the trouble of pulling off like a 5-star dinner date. Gantumund would be much happier with the small things, the small gestures, like, let's go eat a hojo's, have a conversation, have a good time. That's that. So I think that's, but these are realities.
Yeah, a little mismatch, because now I'm thinking it the other way. My girl is used to the finer things in life. I feel like it's holy babas. And whoa. Yay, it makes matches.
But don't you know it's a boy as Ubuntu?
Because like first dates, because now first date, you're expecting at least, but you know, something modest,
You know what to expect. This is what we spoke about last week. Ziveze from the onset, what you are about.
It's no harm when we azazi the things that you like, the places you identify with, isn't or that speak to you as a person.
Yeah.
And akuve kumnandi to get somebody that's in line with that. Akuve niba happy. That is why you see ama couples ezimamvuzela amagwinya nomuphaya, and you wonder. And then you see other couples beyishayela their nice quiet dinner at an expensive restaurant. Now it speaks to them and their lifestyle, you know.
Well, talk to them, not even talking to each other. They're each on their phones, like each to their own, that's each to his own. And, you know, now that's another thing to consider. And I have a huge issue.
With what?
Hey, guys, like women, I'm not saying it's only a women thing, or let's just say people in general, that take relationship advice from social media and take relationship norms from social media and other people's relationships. Like, at which point do we understand, do we each have our own individual journey in life, and we are individuals that are true to themselves? And when you meet another human being who's on their own journey and you meet and become a unit, then our dynamics are unique to the both of you, not anybody else. So if social media says, the Instagram era, you know, you're in a successful relationship when you pull matching outfits and go on dinner dates and you go on vacations and you do this, this, that, and the other. And as soon as your partner does not do that, then you feel as though you're in a failing relationship. Like, that's an issue right there, you know.
The pressure. Because now we have fun at nice.
Yeah, but why is now relationship like all about posting? Why has it been diminished from a point where it's about two individuals that come together and build a life together? Now it's about ukuthi abantu bazothini, ngifuna abantu besibone, ngifuna sibagcwalisele. That's where we are getting things wrong, I feel, in our generation when it comes to relationships, because we are taking relationship advice from memes. Memes, guys.
Okay,
meet. Memes. Like, it's already stressful enough, I mean, as a guy, to be with a woman that has no backbone, that takes relationship cues from ama friends or abantu that are close to her, that cannot, and she cannot make up her own mind. So just because so-and-so's boyfriend does this, and if you don't, then it means you don't love me enough. Or if you don't, then it means, Uguti, you are not showing me enough affection. Like, yeah. And then you make it worse. On top of that, Ubesotolumundu, who takes it from social media.
I think we touched on that a bit last week when we spoke about and ultimately you play yourself. Because Uzobu Uguti, how am I, a girl in that relationship, she's being treated like her majesty, and now you are only looking at the things a guy is doing for her. In turn, what is she doing for the guy?
Yep.
What the guy is doing is minimal
yep.
to what she does. If a guy could, ngabe am tengelang she private jet, but he can't at the moment. Yabo, manje wena ufunu kai wako to go above and beyond while all you bringing in a relationship, my palms, my leggings, and whatnot.
We also call her a waist trainer.
Aibo.
Let my likes name waist trainer.
Let my likes and another man's baby.
Oh, dude. What?
Whoa, if you they need to cut this out.
Gosh, we are recording this without our producers present, because wow. But okay, they understand it's the unfiltered show. We're about to be unfiltered, and that's what we need to do. So, we're a bit calmer now, because our producer just walked in.
Like, nigga just barged in to save the day.
Yeah, T was going in way too hard.
Hey,
I mean, I'm monotone today. Like, I'm chilled.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, guys, so we're about to go into one of our really cool segments, which is basically social media unfiltered, mm-hmm. where T and I take like a deep dive into our social media and we find like controversial or funny posts and, you know, we just share opinions on it. So first things first, I've got a question here. It's like a post on social media that says, ladies, would you be okay if your boyfriend shared an apartment with a woman? So, T, yeah. what do you think?
It depends what kind of sharing. Like, most complexes, kuganjalo, it's like maybe a two-bedroom house and you'll share the kitchen and bathroom. But kungamele ngiqale ngimbone lo sisi.
How?
Yeah.
Ngenap, we tenant, uhlangana nabo wena.
Ngingenapi, ngingena kuwena nje mina.
Yeah, but that's the thing, like umuntu wakho uhlala in an apartment where there's a tenant. The tenant has nothing to do with you and umuntu wakho.
She has potential to break me.
Yeah, but the thing is yena ungenapi. She's not a part of your relationship. She doesn't know who you are. She doesn't care. So how are you interviewing umuntu who's just sharing an apartment with umuntu wakho?
But that's a tricky part. But I would say, if I met you and the situation is already like that, then I'd obviously have to adjust. But if now, and okay, you find a flat to share with a female, hey man, there's still other options to explore. Like,
now, muntu wakho udinga indawo manje. Uthola indawo manje. The tenant is already a female. So, kunani umuntu wesifazane, the human being, sabankulunkulu sonke.
Ay gosh, nisho njalo vele. But I don't know, for some weird reason, I think a lot of guys that I know actually prefer ama flatmates esifazane than other men. So, or is it just because females like better handle izinto and you won't just find a house upside down?
See, this goes back to insecurities, what we spoke about in the last episode. Having to interview a tenant engahlangene nawe is part of being quite insecure.
Okay. Maybe advertise about one bedroom available in a two bedroom flat or apartment, and it's with a female. But yeah, all in all, I think it's just a matter of your communication at the end of the day and adjusting, because if push comes to shove, umuntu ayidingindawo desperately, so a plan can be made. But okay, that bitch better know not to get her clothes on my man. You understand?
Anyway, what's your point? I would not allow umuntu wami ukuthi ayohlanzenziswa efletini.
Oh,
fuck that.
Masakuza
ngakuwe. Anyway, next post. Next post.
Okay, this is something for you and for the men out there. So, Batilana, here's a list of things that will not, I repeat, will not make a man act right.
Okay.
Great sex, being a good woman, being a good cook, buying him things, supporting his dreams. And here's a list of things that will make a man act right. That is when he decides he wants to act right.
Preach. Amen. No, I agree with that post 100%. Whoever wrote that shit on, what is that, Facebook?
Yeah,
that Facebook person is a genius. That is true. Ladies need to understand, we men are only going to act right for somebody we want to act right for. Ungashaya is Chang Lee in bed. Ungapega every night. Matter of fact, ungathola amatshe abonang uwabeke ngaphansi umqamelo wami and try go to do voodoo things and whatnot. Fuck that, bro. Like, umuntu is going to act right for who they want to act right for. So I agree with that post 100%.
Oh, and that voodoo thing, like, it's for you to even go to extremes to try and keep somebody, like, borderline OLD, borderline psychotic. But yeah, that's a topic for another day.
Sazobuya sobashaya, yabo. the episode where we played Truth or Drink, like, I'm going to tell you my stories. I'm going to be exposing my shit.
What?
As soon as you guys get me drunk.
Are you for real? Because I'm going to hold you to that. Yabo, yabo, a little lang. I want you to get plastered to the point where Uzuki Pazonke.
I mean, I have no filter. So here, I've got a post on my Facebook that says, someone somewhere is discussing the old you because they do not have access to the new you.
Amen. Let the choir sing. Preach on.
So what do you think about that?
151% true. 51 and was in Utatepi, but yeah.
A mathematician, okay, yeah.
Why are you exposing me like that? I'm not at work.
Okay, please. Continue.
That is so true. Like, I think abantu, they forever want to be in your business. And the moment they don't know what's going on, then, yeah, they start talking bullshit. Or now, if they really, really don't have access to the new you, and, like, all they see is... can be from what you post, maybe yeah. They follow you on social media.
Yeah.
But even nanga loco, they can't really gauge what you are really going through. They can just only make assumptions
yeah.
and conclusions. But yeah, mina always say ukuthi yazi impilo yami, whatever I'm doing, it's going cool, it's going great. The most inga screenshot hela ngikusendele the good vibes of my life.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know what I think? Here's my take on this. Growth is a concept that we should embrace.
Mm.
And people shouldn't use ipastiako to advocate for whatever person you are at that time. You know what I mean? Like, just because I did something before, and just because I was a particular before, and I'm speaking against it now, I feel like growth is a concept that we should all embrace. And just because I did things in a particular way in the past, and just because I spoke in a particular way in the past, and perhaps I am now advocating against those very same actions, it doesn't make me a hypocrite. It makes me a umuntu who's experienced growth and is still experiencing growth in life. And that's a concept we should all embrace. Like, stop holding on to the old me or the old person that you know out there. Give them the space to grow. And just because they are no longer the person that you know, no, it's called growth. Like, just take a dose of it yourself and keep it moving.
Boop, 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 boop.
So what do you have for me?
I don't really have something for you. I just read into this thing posted by this guy. It was Faisal. What's he? I don't drink boxed wine. Usho inja, engenayo ne text number.
Oof.
Like, okay. I had to pause there for a bit on the TL. I'm like, hey, bo, when's
okay.
Hey, they reach sometimes.
What's your standards?
You know?
What's your standards?
But yeah, let me move on to what I have for you. That was just...
Okay, all right.
So, I ran across this mini article, and it says, black women can no longer afford to save broken black men.
Mm-hmm.
And just a small anyana segment says, the truth is that black women have lived in a perpetual state of fear and fantasy with black men for a very long time. Black women have long carried an unyielding, sometimes unexplainable loyalty to black men, even when that loyalty has cost us our lives. And although black women have all but verbally committed to being a refuge for black men's ruins, for the sake of our survival, we can no longer afford to do so.
That's deep.
We can no longer afford to save that broken is deep. Black men. Like, I want to hear this from a guy, the horse's mouth, because right now in front of me, you are sort of like the representative of your species, especially coming from the era of men are trash and is into of, you know, gender-based violence.
Yeah.
Women and children. And women are now saying we can no more afford to save broken men.
Yeah. okay. Yazi, you just put so much pressure on me. You are here in front of me. You are representing your species. Yo, the weight's on my shoulders. Okay, you know what? Here's what I think. It might be an unpopular opinion, but we as black men, or some of us, have failed our fellow black women. We should be there as protectors. We should be there as providers. We should be there as a support system. And with the way things are, I can fully understand if black women get to a point where they feel ugudzi, we are no longer in sync with black men. They are not for us.
Mm.
They do not protect us. Instead, they are the ones that are burying us deep into the soil. They are the ones that are hurting us the most. They are the ones that have basically become the source of why we suffer. And I feel when it comes to that, we should do better as men, especially black men, when it comes to black women, yabo. And we're not doing enough.
Banifundisani kanti women's conference anzwanga
hayi imfihlo lezo ukwenzakalani women's conference
did you attend women's conference ngezwa nabanye sebe complain ethi uthi usathu salela ubone ngosomiza sedonsa ingubo
abamenywanga lapho okay yazi ukuthina senze nje fellas, let's put this on the agenda for February 14, 2020, men's conference part 2.
Okay.
Because ladies, none of us are around. We need to go fix ourselves as black men. And we will be away doing this Valentine's Day.
You know what? Jokes aside, I actually wish Ugutsi this was actually a thing where men can get together and build each other up. I know in the US, you'd find men that would represent ingane that have no fathers.
They'll
be there to be the father figures in their lives and attend parents meetings and whatnot. We just really need to get to that point where, even for women, like, we need to groom each other instead of tearing each other down. Instead of
being and you guys are great at that.
You don't get to comment.
This is
on
unfiltered.
That.
The tables turned real quick. Like, I know filter.
Yeah, but it would be actually great if that was a real thing where men got together for all the good reasons. I listen to any bit that.
Asenzenye, brothers, let's make this a real thing. Like, let's have a deeply rooted boot camp.
Okay.
For fellas. You guys just ruin everything. Anyway, next post. We can cook. We were raised by strong black women, and we can cook and clean for ourselves. But anyway, this is when a person dies and you haven't seen anything from their relatives or family members on Facebook or social media. Learn to keep your rest in peace to yourself. It is not your job to tell the world. And before you eat my head off, let me explain why. There are other family members that are working in extreme conditions and away from home. The elders may decide to call them home before breaking the news. Death is a very sensitive issue, so don't lose your manners on Facebook. Do not seek attention in a negative way.
You know what? Hey, that hits close to home. Years ago when I lost my brother, and I think it was just before this whole social media era, so I guess it was Facebook and whatnot.
Yeah.
At that time, Sasa no mix it, and at most BBM.
Okay, sexy eyes 93. Yeah, continue.
What? What? That's not my mix it name.
Luscious lips.
Shut up.
Yeah.
But I actually found out that ubudwamu shonile in a taxi home from school. And that was the most heartbreaking shit ever. And when the person told me, wapahluka, obviously. And when they realized ukuthi angazi, then they tried, obviously, to withdraw their statements. But and now I'm sitting in the whole way home trying to think, my brother, Shonil, what the heck is
so
going
do you
on?
Feel this would have been way worse had this happened during the social media era? Do you think people would have posted on his wall?
Of course.
Like,
imagine I found out on a taxi ngiphuma esikoleni, imagine mhlambe kuthiwa ngise taxi ni singangena ku Facebook and now I'm seeing RIP
on your brother's wall,
like, yo,
so you're wrong, Lento,
basically. That shit is not nice. That shit is not nice. Already ngathi ngehla estopini, my knees were already trembling, and I was actually in such an emotional state ukuthi when I got home, yabo, that mini heart attack that you have, it's like finally putu yini mpupulo nani
nani. Yeah,
it's not a good thing. Like, abantu should really, really
respect the family, basically.
The family.
Yeah.
Like, umuntu fanele ezwe ngabantu bakubo. I think it's only when they've started posting nabo, then usuyasho ke ama condolences wakho, and then you repost, and then you share. Because, to an extent, kubalulekile nakho ukushare. Let me make another example. 2017, November, I lost one of my best friends, like, since high school, Uthabe Siyiskimu, but she went to go study Ongoye, and eventually, when she started working, waba umuntu oshonayo, she didn't make it, and at that time, we had lost contact.
Yeah.
But we actually found out on social media, and we made arrangements to go there. So, that also helps, but all we are saying is, and just give people and the close circle of family and friends the chance.
So there is some good in this, basically.
No, there is. It is based on timing.
Yeah. I feel you.
Usefuna ama likes nama shares, yabo. No. Like, I see passing gas, basically.
Yeah, I feel like social media has really changed my dynamics, my ningi imbalance it, and that's just the reality of it. You know, it's a monster that is so astronomical, which we don't even know how to control it. And I think, oftentimes more than none, we find ourselves doing things for clout.
Mm, yeah.
And
it's not being.
We are doing things to be in the mix of things. Mm. Would naming funa beng mon would beng maz naming, like, I don't get this whole thing of going to somebody's wall. My sister Uti, tell me it's not true. What the fuck? Usho nile? How are they going to tell you what it's not true? Like, next thing, how is this possible? Beng kuluma na izolo. Kanti ugu faga, guys, come on, like, really, bukuluma na izolo. Like, then what must happen just because you were speaking to them yesterday? Like, I feel as though this is like a whole exercise to show social media would say, no, I mean, I was tired with the deceased. Like,
of course.
And people post screenshots of their lost conversations with the deceased. Like, oh, you're just telling me, izolo ukuthi, you want to come see me? You know, like, I feel as though that's quite distasteful. That could just be my unpopular opinion. But mean, personally, when it comes to social media and ukushonaga umuntu, I agree with you 100%. T, like, just hold your horses, lindani umdeni, up until such a time when they address the issue of passing your family member yabo, then you can jump on the bandwagon to strine lusjelo to mukuluma na izolo. Fine,
you know. Yeah. Okay, I've just got one more, and it's an extract from one of my favorite Facebook groups. I won't say the name, but I think in me reading out this, abantu abaningi will actually figure out where it's from. But we are also planning on having these guys on one of our shows.
I'll try to figure out who it's from. Fundangiz.
So, uyakhala la ubuti. Uthi, webosisi. Sizon lobo la kanjani, nihlala eMetro Jane's, kuze kugoqane ipenti line.
Oh, my dude. This does not sound like anything I see from any groups that I frequent on my social media. So I'm going to guess ukuthi ile gang ile ye honchos.
Noma. Gents?
No, ile gang ile ye honchos le umelusi engaziwa khona. Labi ID number abengaveli kamelusi.
Imens house?
No. Why? I didn't say that. I don't know what that is.
About.
I'm saying, what is it from the group of people that don't have a certificate?
No. Yes, he was busy la ukshawa. So to say, hambe la life open umona anto se beng boss.
Trouble fezang in sabi. Let me just make that clear. Like,
I boss again.
Yeah,
but I think, you know, as much as these things turn into social media jokes, like, able bose singempela nihlalelani kuze goqana ama panty liner endaweni zotshwala. Like as a man, tell me.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Uhleli nosisi ubusuku bonke umfuqana ngotshwala uyampatsa khona la.
Must marinate the meat.
Like fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Kuze kusekuseni nangakusasa nangakusasa.
Say marinate. Yeah.
I panty liner isiwuthi kanje isigoqene. Like why? Why nihlalisa izingane zabantu?
Ngoba siplan ukuyishada. That's why.
Anjani?
Asiplan ukuyishada, that's why. That post is for umuntu okhuluma ukuthi onishada kanjani. Thina laba sisuke senze njalo ukubona sisuke singanazo vele inhlelo zokuthi we want to marry them.
Oh, kumele bashade ubani kanti?
Whichever poor sucker is going to come along and do it, but it's definitely not us.
So nina niyafuna ukuthi abafazi babanye abantu nibathathe nibagcishe utshwala.
Ababanye abantu yini? UNkulunkulu wasidala ayekho umuntu omuntu la. So
ayibo mesenshadile umuntu wakho phela.
Yeah, but that person is swinging ashadi. That's what we're saying.
Eh, but they're in line to be someone else's.
But that has nothing to do with me, because everybody has a past, right? That has nothing to do with me. The time umuntu umgcishe utshwala and you're doing whatever you're doing, they are not somebody's wife. And if somebody comes along and marries them, then that's not your issue. Yeah, no, right. I'm a panty liner. Mila, it's okay. I'm a panty liner, and then
it got clean.
So surely they are okay with that. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, we mustn't misconstrue these things. You know what I mean? Like if we would sing it, clearly no, Monday, Tuesday, and we should try the whole night. Samarinator, you know, which is another discussion we'll have one day. The sad reality of the culture of clubs and partying within South Africa and particularly in Durban. But
that one must be had.
But that's what I'm doing and that's what we've been brought up to do as men, which is wrong. You know what I mean? And women perpetuate these things by being in those scenarios where they allow these things to happen and they embrace them. We would say, before I chill with you, what are you going to buy me alcohol, you know, at a place. So it's one of those things, we would say, lo ukhuluma ngomshado from what you read. Tina, we are not out to marry these girls abama panty line anjani. We are there to marinate, have fun, phele kudlule.
Oh, wham bam. Wow.
Thank you, Sam.
Oh my freaking down. Oh my freaking down. But yeah, thank you so much for that insight, but you've touched on other issues and definitely kuzomele siwa discuss and unpack on one of these shows, because hey man,
yeah, and people must send through, like, controversial posts that they see on social media that they'd like us all to discuss. Because see, communities, you know, Vasila, we are all discussing these things. And they could, you know, inbox it to you or DM it to you. Like, what? Why don't you pop through your social media handles so that they know where to get a hold of you?
Of course. And, you know, going back to aspect layers of communication and effective communication in relationships. I think we've discussed the one, yokuthi communicating things that you like and you don't like. But khona lawa awu two that we haven't touched on. And that is the one of finance and sex.
Yeah.
Now, like, for example, how do you tell your partner ukuthi their sex is boring or... or you're just expecting them, you know, to bring more.
You know how?
Like,
your sex is boring. I'm expecting you to bring more to the table. That's exactly how.
How?
No, but we spoke about communication. Like, we are adults. Like, we must be able to put through my expectations and our feelings without fear or favor. Just pela, not in like a rude way. You know what I mean? But it's important.
Because it's a two-way street.
You know what I mean? Like, don't be rude about it, but at the same time, don't hide it. Because that comes with a lot of things now. You know what I mean? Like, that's when insecurities creep in. That's where boredom creeps in. That's where what. Because you'll find in most cases, if you communicate these things with umuntu, maybe there's a reason why. You know? Maybe... you know, this is unfiltered after all. Maybe, ladies, your man no longer has a high sex drive for you. Communicate. Ask him why. You know what I mean? it's possible that you no longer look the way you looked when he was highly attracted to you. And that's affecting his sex drive because you don't appeal to him sexually.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because that's another thing that we need to be aware of, that you can speak to somebody's soul, but it doesn't mean you're going to speak to them sexually. That's like sexual attraction is a whole other thing. So how do you rectify these things? Same thing with ladies. Like if you feel that your man is not hitting the spots, like excuse the pun.
The G spot.
You know, if he's not hitting the spot, then perhaps all it takes is a simple communication between the two of you would say, okay, look, here's what you are not doing.
Mm.
Or perhaps, typical example, yabo, asitini, a guy complains, hey, minumundwami does not give me head. And I really like getting head, and mundwami does not give me head. If you and mawi ziba leon, I think you're going to end up going out there to find what you're looking for.
Of course.
But had you communicated this, and if you both have a flowing line of communication as adults that is based around maturity, and you say to her, look, why am I going so good, or why don't you do it more often, or whatever the case may be, open now, we're comfortable now. Maybe this happens because sometimes you go for 3 days without showering. You know what I mean? Like, Sampi, I'd give you head more often if you showered more often. And you know, there's a solution to it, a corner right there.
And speaking of head for ladies as well, like, ladies, communicate, guide him, you know. This is what I like, this is what I don't like.
You know,
don't math me, sakotu ice cream with cone. Yeah, bo.
Workshop in jail.
Shut up. You know? Yeah, like when he's dishing out them strokes, tell him how you like them things done. Like musukfenda sa plastela or whatever it is, you know?
But it's not just about the ladies. Like, guys should not take like your feedback personally, because I think, especially with teen, yeah, well, I mean, I'm a Zulu man.
Okay.
And I was raised by Zulu men.
Yeah. Tell us more.
And I think your generation here too is the one that's more open to sexual discussions. Like, before, isex begwe abantu besilisa for them to enjoy, and that's it. And as a woman, if you feel the need to be sexually liberated, or you feel the need now to enjoy, then you know what I mean?
It's countdown.
So, Tina, as millennials, we are moving away from that. But at the same time, we need to remove our ego and pride from conversations around things of a sexual nature, because that's when you get to learn. That's where you open up room to know what umuntu akufuna and whatnot. So, inkinga yethu as guys, we take his into as an attack, even when they're not.
Mm.
So, if my woman comes to me and she tells me, Uguti, look, I think, Uguti, you could do this when you are stroking like this, or you could do that. First things first is of ngondo nomzulu, and especially a man, njengathi sithi wakubona block.
Ufunde plum.
Oh, khona wayekwenza leyo nto, so ufuna, you know what I mean? Like, so you just need to remove your ego and pride from it, because that's when you get to a perfect equilibrium of community, communication between the both of you, where you understand one another.
We mustn't drag izinto from past relationships, because people are not the same. Like, if before you were with somebody else and ubepina ngekhanda aye kitchen afika lalesi fridge pants agibele phezukwalo enzeni, that's her.
Hey, khona abantu asebenza leyo nto kwena balalisa amakishi pants noma what?
I'm not talking about myself. What the hell?
Hey, bakigela ama fridge. Yes,
it's just an exaggeration on my part.
Yeah.
My imagination runs wild, guys. Like, sometimes I don't know what happens with me.
Come back to Earth, T. Come back to Earth.
Yeah, but
she's drifting away, guys. We're losing her. Come back. Yeah, they mustn't bring things here.
Yeah,
yes.
I just slapped myself. But, yeah, like, communicate. Hey, Nai Eng, Ishaya. Finance.
Wait, before you get there.
Why? Why must I wait?
We said, Ugote, guys mustn't take things personally.
Yeah.
Sexually. Women shouldn't either. Because you guys take yourselves too seriously sometimes. Like, ufuna ukungifaka yipi position? Wa uyibona aphi le nto? Ngisona mina, you know what I mean?
Iphenduke.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's another thing we should really look into. Ukuthi be inside cheeky, a hoe, a main, a wife, everything to your person, because this whole thing of if umuntu puts me in a particular position, then they are disrespecting me is old fashioned. You know, we live in a new era now where we explore sexually, and I go to my pendug aga klonip. You know what I mean? We need to dispel all those things that kind of lit, because they will make my relationship to go smoother.
Do you think that's maybe one of the reasons why certain men feel much more comfortable, like they really, really let themselves down when they're with side chicks? Because I'm a side, you don't care. They will do whatever, whenever. And then he goes back home to the wifey or to the main.
Los eso por ahí. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
No, but...
Oh, wow.
In that context, like, in that context, I'm not sure boring as a human being, but boring sexually.
Yeah.
Because there's somebody else that fulfills you sexually in a way that your partner doesn't. You know, because sexual compatibility is a whole nother topic on its own. We could be compatible as human beings. We could build a great life together. We could have the best of intentions. Yeah, well, we could both be bright people, build businesses, do what, do this, do that. It does not translate into what will be sexually compatible.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So it takes an open mind from both people. Okay, now as the guy, leave your ego at the door if she's telling you what you're not doing that she likes. Now as the woman, you know what I mean? If he's asking you to do certain things,
because
that's probably what he likes. And you just need to reach a point where you compromise for one another to satisfy one another, because sex is about both of you. It's not about the man pale, and it's not about the woman
pale.
What's in my finance?
Alrighty, moving right along. Yeah. What's it? Finance? Yeah. So that's another deal breaker. Ukuthi ama finances men are communicating now, and most times they're not in sync, because a lot of couples nowadays, others live together, others visit each other a lot. Like sikhathini esiningi nihlezi nindawonye, like you spend quite some time with this person, but anfuna ukuya ngala nithishelele kweze finance. And sometimes you could find that umuntu wakho is even really, really struggling financially, but you won't even know. Because they're trying to impress you. And that shouldn't be the case. And if beni open communication, I'm going through some things, this and this. That down. Like, finally now, and then you guys work around that. Like...
But this goes back to what we spoke about earlier. Ugutsi, people have started taking relationship cues from social media. So you are keeping up appearances. You are not being genuine to ama dynamics in as a unit. Instead, you are trying to keep up with what society and social media is telling you are the levels and the standards for what a relationship should be. Lento eshoyo ukuthi umuntu is struggling sezohamba yotsheleka ilokishi lonke ngoba ufuna ukukhipha wena kuyise oyster box kanti wena ubufuna kuyele honchos. You know what I mean? Like, you are there for him, or he is there for you. They are not there for the material things or the glitz and the glamour of the relationship, and you're incurring like debt and your what just to impress this person. They are not there for that. And if they are, then that's when you should have the conversation with yourself. Are you in the right relationship? And that comes from visual communication. Like, you can't fall to Muntu for not knowing something that you didn't tell them.
Yazi kufana nomuntu sending with dates. Usabathe uya order ugwinyamathi usabathe uya order because ubuka iprice kanti yazi akuve kumnandi okay babe we're going out i budget u 500
yeah
let's stick to our lane
siyaphuza siyadla siyasutha futhi kuleyo 500
yabo
you know what I mean
but now ngizovele ngishaye nje ngemil ethi two something alone ama drinks wam already ngingedwa I'm on 500 lapho sulo ke wena uyincenga kwamanzi uthi yazi ukuthi angizizwa kahle angazi uma fanele ngichaze noma ngizizwe
good feeling suits le into zeni mina o seafood angizidli mina kodwa no prawns labo angibadli mina no prawns you know
where you could have just said and it's like really like but I think abantu I think they become shy or embarrassed about these things. And if you are shy or embarrassed, then chances are you with the wrong
like,
person.
Like, are you really with the right person? Like, I was just about to ask that.
You're with the wrong person from personal experience as well. Yeah, you should be able to strip yourself down. And yeah.
And go, look, kapeta namhlanje.
Jambile.
You know, and if uthole isimo is right. Lo muntu mawuthi jambe namhlanje uthi hayi okay hayi kushuthi sishama gwinya.
Of course.
You know, kusho yena kuqala. But these things come with the communication of these because lento yokunga communicate finances has broken down even ama marriages aba e generation yabazali bethu nomkhulu nogogo because finances is such a taboo topic in black households.
Yeah.
Kanti the liberation that comes with understanding as a unit where you are financially and what you can do, what you can't do, and the realm in which you play around as a unit, it's very liberating because ni understand na ni azut ni mipi, you know what you are building from where and what ni yap. But if that's not a conversation, then how do we build effectively if you don't even know what mini dinengi pete zinga anan no what size bazo. The cover a foundation in Anan.
Of course. And if you're able to talk about finances, niyakwazi ukuthi niplane impilo yenu. You can plan for your lives, you can plan for your kids' lives. You know, it just makes life so much simpler.
Yep, I agree with you.
So much simpler.
And this thing breaks down marriages. Like uphele umshado because they could not come together as a unit and discuss finances. And plan for a future in Ghana and plan for their future and look at where they stand financially. And I think as the next up-and-coming generation, these are things we really need to let go of and dispel. It's okay, look, we see where our parents went wrong. We see where our grandparents went wrong. What are we doing to do things differently? Because you can't keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. You know what I mean? And we don't want to be the generation that comes from broken families, that perpetuates the culture of broken families. Let's discuss finances, guys. Let's communicate. You know what I mean?
To its core. Leave no stone unturned.
Same thing sexually. You must find the core.
I can.
Yeah, but on that but note.
Yeah, the conversation never really stops. Like, we could go on and on and
definitely.
On. Like, I could sit here all day and we can talk.
Yeah, we know how you like to talk, lady.
Push your button.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, thank you guys for joining us on the Unfiltered Show. This is No Filter. This is your boy, Ohala.
Yeah, and we look forward to your engagements on social media, your comments, like, subscribe to our channel, share, comment. Please comment, because this is, in fact, a conversation. We are just not saying that what we've said now, our word is God. No, we are just sharing our opinions, our experiences, and like
let us know what you think as well.
Yeah. Like it's very interesting to actually see how other people view things as well, because your view might also be narrow. Yeah.
They must be shy. Like here's a challenge. I think it's communication. If they are shy enough to communicate, they must practice with us communicate with us in the comment section to practice.
Yeah, communicate. Sampe, you've been burning to tell your friend this or your partner or your family member in any.
Yeah.
Then yeah, no more ngaba uthi mina ngusine kodwa ngicela uba anonymous, it's fine.
Hi, oh mama zinga, mina ngusine kodwa ngicela uba anonymous. Okay, ngicane ngangihlafuni. Guys, this is your boy Hala.
And this is your girl T.
See you next week.
Bye bye bye.
Join myself, Hala,
and me, T,
on the No Filter Show,
where we voice and discuss what everybody is thinking,
but is too afraid to say. Topics that people want to engage in,
but are too afraid to bring up on public platforms. We go where it is unpopular to go.
We dive into real life
with real experience or opinions.
No topic is off limits.
Exclusive to RadioDR.co.za.
Okay, sure. RadioDR.co.za.